Hello, and welcome to another edition of Eastern Sierra Now News. I'm your host, Byron Walter, and it is hot in Bishop, California. It is also hot in Big Pine, Lone Pine, and Independence. So stay safe and make sure you wear your sunscreen and prepare for that. We have some news for you today, but first I want to put you on to two new videos that we released on our YouTube. So go ahead and download our app and check those out as soon as possible. One, Business Matters with Amy Smith, where Amy speaks with Jen Morrow of Elevate Gifts in Bishop. And then also another one that features the artists from the Memorial Day Arts and Crafts Fair here in Bishop during Mule Days. Now on to the news, but first, let's hear from our sponsors.
High Point Solar is your leading local solar power and battery backup company with access to the world's best technology. High Point Solar has installed over 1.4 megawatts of solar power in the Eastern Sierra. That's hundreds of homes in your neighborhood benefiting from low to no energy costs. With rising costs from the utility, the time has never been better to gain your energy independence with solar solutions provided by High Point Solar. Visit us at highpoint-solar.com.
Hey guys, it's Jesse. Instead of talking about Astorga's Mexican restaurant and how much I love it, I'm going to do you one better. I am going to use their online ordering system right now and show you how fast it is to get your food ordered. Ready and go. Okay, I am going to get a Astorga's Chihuahua style burger combo. Click, added to cart. And what do I want to drink? What do they have here? Mocktails, eh? Let me get a watermelon. We're gonna get that. And then we move on to sides. I wanna get some chips and I want to get some salsa. And what else am I gonna get here? I'll get some extra guacamole and move on from there. Soups and salads. What's soup of the day? Let's have that. We'll click that. And we got some appetizers here. Check that out. Bean dip, Mexican buffalo wings. Oh man, okay. Click. That goes perfect with Mexican burger. And it looks like that is good. Oh my gosh, there's all these other things, enchiladas and burritos. Nope, we're sticking with the burger here. We're doing that. And click here, order, boom, done. It is sent. All I have to do is go pick it up, man. That's how long it takes. You are good to go. Astorga's Mexican restaurant. You can't go wrong. There's nothing about that place that isn't awesome. I love them. Phone number, 760-872-3849. And you can see the menu at astorgasmexicanrestaurant.com where you can place your online order. Trust me, that's how you want to do it. Head over there today. And do me a favor, let them know Jesse sent you.
Thank you to our lovely sponsors, for which we would not be here delivering the news. I, for one, am very happy about that. I like delivering the news to the Eastern Sierras. We have a rather light news day, but the Mammoth Mountain Bike Report, July 12th, 2023. There are five open trails. Remember, there's still a lot of snow up there, but the daily temp is mid-80s. It looks really appetizing in comparison to the 96-degree weather outside my apartment right now. But it's sunny, and the wind is light. If you can go to Eastern Sierra now, they also have live cameras. So the bike park in Mammoth is open. Very exciting stuff. That kind of means summer's actually here along with the heat, huh? All right, let's go on to our next story. That was short and sweet. The mosquito fogging event of Old Mammoth, Aberdeen, and Black Rocks area. The mosquito control ULV fogging applications are planned to be performed in Old Mammoth, Aberdeen, and Black Rock areas, including the 8 Mile Ranch on Friday, 7/14/23. That's July 14th of 2023. Crews will be using truck-mounted fogging equipment to control excessive adult mosquitoes, which we all know exist because I got bit last night and my whole back knee looks like another knee. Literally, I look very weird because I assume it was an adult mosquito. Got me good yesterday, and I'm highly allergic though, so that could be it as well. Fogging operations are planned to start in the morning between 4 and 6 a.m. depending on the weather. If it is windy or temperatures are too cold, fogging is not effective and will have to be postponed. Excessive water spreading in inaccessible areas have increased the number of biting mosquitoes in our communities. I agree with that assessment. Protect yourself from mosquito bites by wearing long pants, long sleeves, when you are outside, particularly in the morning and evening hours. It is hot. That's going to be a hard sell for most people. The California Department of Public Health recommends using EPA-registered insect repellents that contain one of the following active ingredients. DEET, picaridin, IR3535, oil of lemon eucalyptus, a rather holistic approach, or paramethanedial, PMD. You can look for one of these ingredients on the front or back of repellent containers. Please report any mosquito problems to the Owens Valley Mosquito Abatement Program by calling 760-873-7853. This is a big resource. If you have like a mosquito issue, the Owens Valley Mosquito Abatement Program may be able to help you. You can also visit InyoMonoAgriculture.com or visit the Facebook page at facebook.com/OVMAP, OVMAP, and you can get the latest information about mosquitoes in the Owens Valley. All right, next and final story, one that's very important and dear to my heart because I like taking care of this world. I want to leave it for the next generations. Recycling and Waste Management in the County of Inyo is a public service announcement. There will be a free Green Waste Weekend at all Inyo County landfills the weekend of July 15th and 16th of 2023. This includes the Bishop Landfill on Saturday and Sunday, July 15th and 16th, the Big Pine Transfer Station only on July 15th, Independence Landfill only on Sunday, July 16th, and the Lone Pine Landfill on Saturday and Sunday, both July 15th and 16th. The gate fees will be waived for green waste only. No mixed loads, because we all know that that doesn't do anything for our earth or environment. This is applicable to Inyo County residents only. Please have ID available. Oh, shoot. My ID is from Indiana. I guess I can bring a piece of mail. They'll probably accept that. Commercial haulers and landscaping contractors are not eligible. Just so you know, if you are planning to do it and you're a commercial hauler or a landscaper, I'm sorry. This is for citizens. Not that you're not citizens, but you know what I'm saying. And now on to the weather. Let's start with Bishop, where I currently reside. It is a steamy 97 degrees outside Fahrenheit, with it going down to 57 tonight. Maybe I'll actually go outside then. Then again, maybe not. It didn't feel too satisfying last night when it was around the same degree. Tomorrow, however, it is going to be 102 degrees. So it's going to be really 4 degrees hotter. You'll probably notice it. So be very careful. It'll be 1 degree hotter on the low with 58 degrees. And on Friday, we are looking at 105 degrees. It's going to be cooking. And our low is 61 degrees in Bishop. Let's move on up north and higher elevation. Mammoth Lakes. Oh, so pleasant. Mammoth Lakes. 74 degrees right now. That sounds amazing. With a low of 39 tonight, that's a little chilly. Then tomorrow, it's going to be a fair bit hotter. 81 degrees with a low of 43. And on Friday, 87 degrees with a low of 48. Both areas are marked with 0% precipitation over the next 3 days. That's 0%. Mammoth Lakes is a little bit more humid at 18% and has a little higher wind at 15%. Go further down south to Lone Pine is pretty hot. It's 99 degrees there right now currently. It's a high of 100 today with a low of 68. And tomorrow, 102, cooking like us with a low of 71. And on Friday, the equivalent with Bishop, 105 degrees with a low of 74. Can't get no relief. Both Bishop, Lone Pine, Big Pine areas have excessive heat warnings. That means prepare to go outside, please. Let's drink a lot of water, eat some salt so we can stay hydrated. Put on sun lotion if you're susceptible to getting burned like me. I'm a Indiana Hoosier. And we don't have sun like this, really. We have high humidity, but not really this type of sun. It can really hurt you. So be careful, Eastern Sierra citizens. Okay? From me to you. From Eastern Sierra Now News to you. Okay, and that's it for Eastern Sierra Now News. I'm your host, Byron Walter. I want to plead with you again. go watch our two new films and download our app. It's the easiest way to consume the news with me and other stories from around the region. Our two new films are Business Matters with Amy Smith and the Arts and Crafts Fair on Memorial Day that took place in Bishop during Mule Days. Check them out. Byron out.